This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show. Make sure you stop by joepags.com, joepags.com, all the social media. Scroll down, you can contact us. You also will see the stories that our staff writes every day. We've got links to the videos that I do. Now, listen, if you missed the interview with Sheriff Mark Lamb yesterday, it was a really good one. Also, Kay Smythe. You can stop by and see all my interviews on Rumble. It's rumble.com/joepags, Joe Pags. rumble.com/joepags. Go there and check out everything we do. A lot of people still asking about the Next to the Corvette parody. You can stop by and see that as well. I put the video of that up on Rumble as well. All my videos go on Rumble. Some of them will go on YouTube, but YouTube doesn't want to monetize and they're squelching and all that. I still put the ones up there that aren't too hyper-political. So if you wanted to check out the former drug guy from the Cali cartel, you can go do that on YouTube or on Rumble. But go and check it out on social media. Again, we're over 100,000 on Instagram. The Come On video is doing very well. My latest Come On video is Joe Biden today taking a knee at the White House in front of the Golden State Warriors, the basketball team. I don't know why he does that. I don't know what the context is of him doing that. But he does it. And then he sort of turns to Kamala Harris like she should do it. And you could read her lips. She said, I'm not doing that. All very interesting. You can go check that out. That's my latest Come On video. Instagram.com/JoeTalkShow. All right. Karine Jean-Pierre has been asked about this a lot, and she's been just making stuff up. Now, keep in mind, her go-to words are, I've been clear. Let me be clear. I've been clear about this. The president was clear, and I've answered your question.
The White House says Republicans are faking outrage on this issue. Why shouldn't Americans be outraged about classified documents being found in a garage?
Look, and I think I've been very clear.
She's been very clear. She thinks she's been very clear.
About this, we have answered questions on this at this podium. You've heard, as Phil was saying, twice from the president talk about this. He said that he didn't know. Right? He said that he was surprised, and he said that he takes classified information and documents very, very seriously. We heard directly from the president on this issue.
She's been clear. We've answered the questions, and the president says he didn't know. Now, just ask yourself, listen, if you're a liberal, if you're a Biden voter, if you're a blue person, if you're a Democrat, a lot of you are who listen to my program, you get something else out of it, or you want to yell at the radio, whatever. Are you really going to believe that he didn't know that the boxes of documents were in his garage next to his Corvette in Delaware? You're going to believe that? You might be able to make the case that he didn't know what was put in the Penn Biden Center. I mean, of course, somebody had to tell the person to put it there. Let's say he's just out of the loop and Obama said, this would be funny, documents in the office. And then you just put some documents in the office. Gonna play a joke on old Joe. How do you explain all the crap at his house? So do you buy that he didn't know? Come on, man. Come on, dude. Danny, Maine, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I was actually just going to ask that same point. I was going to say he takes the documents very serious, but he doesn't know how they got there. So shouldn't they be investigating whoever committed a felony and drop them there?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to drop a name.
I guess it goes right along with your point.
Well, exactly right. I mean, who had access? And who did it without Biden knowing it? And why would they end up in his garage? I mean, did the guy have the key code to the garage? How'd that happen?
Right. And it's, and there has to be a chain of custody. Somebody must have signed out for them if they're documented and, you know, they keep close tabs on them.
Danny, you could not be more correct, my friend. They don't just show up at the guy's house. Let me just put it out there. Karine Jean-Pierre, once again, she wants many things clear, and she's answered all the questions.
Guys, you guys can ask me this 100 times, 200 times if you wish. I'm going to keep saying the same thing. I hear your question. It's been asked. It's been answered. It's been noted. And we're just going to try to move on here, and we're going to move on.
It's been asked. I agree with her there. Not been answered. That's a lie. You lie. It's just a lie. She hasn't answered anything. Yes, it's been asked, and you could ask it 100 times. You could ask it 200 times. She's still going to be clear, and she's still not going to answer. And you got to love how much this administration had to say about Trump having the documents in Mar-a-Lago. From Biden to Harris to KJP to anybody on the left going on and on and on and on and on and on about, Mar-a-Lago. Now they all want to wait for the process to be finished. Now the process is underway. Now we're gonna defer to Biden's lawyers and the White House counsel. Really? Huh? You didn't do all that. You weren't waiting for the procedure to end with the Trump stuff. That's kind of weird. What else do you have for us? Anything?
I provided the information that you all had at the time,
and
I confirmed. No, I did not know. I'm saying I had the information. I actually said this to Cecilia. I had the information that you all had at the time.
See, they're backtracking and asking, well, Karine, when did you know about this on Friday? Because Friday, the White House counsel put out the information that more documents were found in Delaware. But when we asked you on Friday, you didn't tell us that more documents were found in Delaware. When did you know?
Right. And so this is why I also said to Cecilia, this is why we are trying to be very prudent here and we're trying to be very consistent and say this is an ongoing legal process. And this is why I say we're just not going to comment from here. That is a perfect example in Cecilia's question. And I was very clear about that.
When did you learn about the documents found at the Penn Center in November and in Wilmington in December?
When your team was doing a story on it.
She wants us to believe that she found out about the documents being found in the Penn Center and at the Delaware House when the media reported it. She wants us to believe that the White House mouthpiece, the spokesperson for the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, didn't know anything until the media reported it. Do you believe that? I mean, listen, these are simple questions. Do you believe that? Let me go to the phone lines again. Andrew, Minnesota, what do you think?
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm thinking this is very suspicious, the whole timeline. I'm thinking Joe maybe didn't know, but the people that do his thinking for him knew he was in trouble all along, so they planned this whole thing with Mar-a-Lago coming out first and then leak his after so that, hey, it's all a wash.
But it's not. I mean, I've already explained why it's not, but you think they think it is.
I think they think it is. Yep. It's very suspect how this all timed out. I think that the people that do his thinking for him just figured this is his only way out to get out of trouble.
Andrew, interesting. It's not a bad point. Think about it. All right. So if they pretend that Mar-a-Lago is worse than it was, and that's what they're pretending the entire time, and that Biden is not as bad as it is, which is what they're doing, they can say, you know what? A lot of people mishandle documents. Something happens all the time. It shouldn't have happened. Neither one of these cases is a criminal case. We're dropping everything. Could that be why they plan to go to Mar-a-Lago preemptively, knowing that Biden had this stuff at the UPenn office and had this stuff at his house, knowing they could use it later and say, listen, let's reassert the fact that we should be more careful with classified documents? Because keep in mind, Hillary Clinton, who was the Secretary of State at the time, had no right to declassify either. Yes, she had a bunch of declassified top secret stuff in her email, her personal private server email. She should have gone to prison for that. But instead, Comey decided, I can't think of a prosecutor that would actually prosecute this case. Yet everybody wants Trump prosecuted. Everybody on the other side wants Biden prosecuted. But Hillary Clinton wasn't going to be prosecuted. Hillary Clinton, of course, a lefty, a Democrat, a blue person. So Biden is going to get away with it. And I think as a byproduct, they're going to have to leave Trump alone. But let me say it again for those just joining us. The cases are very different. Biden never had, before becoming president on January 20th, 2021, he never had the ability to declassify anything. He never had the right to have those boxes in his garage for 6 years or at the UPenn office for 6 years. They should not have been there. It's a felony. It's a federal crime. Trump could declassify anything he wanted and says he did. Cash Patel says he did. And that's all. Cash Patel can say, yeah, I heard him say it. That's it. They're declassified. That's all it takes. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I think we've got to go to Green Jump here one more time.
Because you've said that you don't want to interfere here and be prudent about the process, but the White House did post a statement saying that Republicans are faking outrage. So to that point, why shouldn't Americans be upset about documents found in a garage?
That's for the American people to decide, right? That is for you all, or I'm sure going to talk to many folks out there and have that conversation. But what we do know, right, what we do know from polling that we have seen over and over again, from your coverage, from what we hear, what the president goes out and talks to the American people, they also care about the economy, right? They also care about what is the president doing to lower costs, which is why he took historic action in making sure that gas prices went down at the gas pump. And we saw that happen by more than $1.70.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that. He took historic action. It is hysterical. It is. Because it went down $1.70 from the highest heights that he brought it to. It still isn't where it was when Trump left office. The gas prices. So whatever you're paying more now for gas than you did under Trump, it's still on Biden. It's not on Putin. But look at the diversion, man. So why shouldn't the American people be outraged about top secret classified documents in a garage? Well, that's up to them to decide, but I do know he's helping the economy. What? It's like, are we dealing with an ADHD administration here? Oh, look, squirrel. And then we just forget about the documents? Come on, man. I mean, nobody's buying this, right? She has to know nobody's buying this. I'm surprised she's still standing there. But, I mean, she's historically bad at this job. She has a few keywords. Look, we've been clear. We've answered the questions. That's it. It's like you're not allowed to ask it anymore. But it has nothing to do with the economy, which still, by the way, can I just be clear about this? Let me be clear. Look, I've answered this question. Look, let me be clear. The economy sucks. It's horrible. It's disgusting. People are making funny memes about eggs and not having the ability to afford them. Like they're making up fake game shows where the grand prize is a carton of eggs. Okay? That's how dumb it is. Sam, have you seen these?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty sad.
I mean, it is. You can only laugh.
Right.
We used to have a couple of dozen eggs in the refrigerator. Now we're like, they're like $8 a carton. What are we going to buy any eggs?
Can't afford it.
I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Yet, for some reason, because the document story is so bad, she's willing to act like the economy is really good. And nobody out here is buying it. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
From Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pag Show for your Tuesday. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. Green Jean-Pierre didn't know anything, but she's making it clear. She's answered every question. And look, you can ask me 200 times, I'm going to give the same answer. The questions asked, questions answered, which of course didn't happen. Biden claims he didn't know about the documents. That's a lie. The White House counsel is releasing information that Karine Jean-Pierre is not telling anybody. So people in the media, rightfully so, are going after her, saying, well, wait a second, when did you know? And she's not giving a good answer to that either. And then she's pretending that she only found out because she watched some news reports, which is, it's another lie. The news reports are on information that's being released from the White House where she works. So we're just supposed to believe that? Come on. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. The economy's not doing great. Heating bills are through the roof. This winter has been awfully cold for a lot of people, colder than expected. 50 to 200% increases in your heating bill is not out of line this year. In fact, it's happening all over the place. Why not get the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater? It's already helping thousands of people save money on their heating bills. At Eden Pure, an advanced heating engineering team has combined an infrared heating system and a convective heating system into one space heater. These two technologies work together to heat a home better than your current furnace, boiler, baseboard heat, and other space heaters. By using two forms of heating technology to heat a room, the Gen 40 heater makes you feel warmer and reduces your heating bills. Never be cold again. Save money month after month with Eden Pure. Right now, you can get an additional $50 off the Gen 40 sale price with my discount code. So what you do is you go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in discount code PAGS50, P-A-G-S, the number 50. That gets you free shipping as well. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code PAGS50, P-A-G-S-50. You're going to get free shipping as well. You're going to love this heater. We've got one at the house. It works very, very well. Now, let me give you the last soundbite with Karine Jean-Pierre, who again is cornered about not telling the press corps on Friday exactly what it was that she knew.
On Friday, you stood here, though, and were asked about the documents issued by our account some 18 times. At that point, the president's lawyers had found these five additional pages of classified documents. So did you not know on Friday that those documents had been found when you were at the podium, or are you being directed by someone to not be forthcoming on this issue?
I have been forthcoming from this podium. What I said yes to was what the statement at the time that we all had. Right, you all had the statement, and I was repeating what the counsel was sharing at that time.
We had that statement, so we knew what was in it. But you also
exactly.
knew. Did you not know that?
I'm telling you, I just answered the question. I just said that I was repeating what the information that we had at that time. Right, that you all had. I was confirming from what the special counsel had provided to all of you, and that we knew as well from here. So just to be very, very clear, and look. I've also been very clear about being prudent from here. I was also being very clear about being consistent from here and going beyond what is currently happening, right?
Notice one very, very interesting thing. Karine Jean-Pierre did not answer the question. Did you know? Her answer wasn't yes or no. Her answer was, I was giving the information from the handout, from the release that we gave you. So in other words, I want you to picture this. Let's say you're a reporter with the press corps. You walk into the White House press room, which is much smaller than you think it is. Sam and I saw it. We went and interviewed Trump in 17. You walk in, and somebody from the White House hands you a handout, a piece of paper, with the statement from the White House counsel. Now, that piece of paper was not the very latest update, because as they were sitting there, the White House counsel was releasing information that they found five more documents on Friday, which Karine Jean-Pierre had to have known. So the reporter says, you know, they said on Friday that there were five more documents released, but you didn't tell us that on Friday. She said, no, I was giving you the information from the handout, from the release. Right, but when did you know? Well, I've been clear that we're going to give you the information as we're given it by the White House counsel. Right, but the counsel knew and they were releasing information that you didn't tell us. Look, I've been clear. Look, I've been clear. I've also been clear, and I've been clear we want to be prudent. I didn't hear her say, no, I didn't know. I heard her say, I'm giving you the information from the release. Well, why do you need that? The release already gave what was up till then. It's now up to you to tell us everything else that's going on. It's not that difficult. It's really not. Terry, Minnesota, about a minute. Make it quick. All right, Terry. I think I lost Terry. Bruce, Connecticut, about 30. Let's go.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I know exactly what they're doing with this whole documents thing. They're going to use this and something else to make Joe step down, coronating Queen Kamala as president, and then they're going to primary her, and they'll have the first female sort of black president. They'll go down history for that. She'll be lionized, and they'll primary her. She'll lose, and they'll run somebody else.
I hear you. Listen, I'm not here to say that couldn't happen. I am here to tell you you're also right that she would be primaried and she'd lose. Because the Democrats in this country don't want Kamala Harris to be the president. But they could certainly insert her as president. That's true. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. But that makes Kevin McCarthy still in line for the presidency, which scares the Democrats. Keep it here.
Joe Pags.